Like to welcome everyone this evening. It's a blessing to be here, and it seems like I'd much rather be where you are and listening. I often have went to other places and listened to choirs sing, and I just enjoy listening. And I trust and hope that you can be encouraged tonight. Gentle Holy Spirit, bring refreshing breezes on these people gathered here today. Promised Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, descend upon us, upon our waiting hearts, we pray. In verse 2, this is for you all, too. Gentle Holy Spirit, quiet now each restless heart, to troubled minds tranquility. Tender Holy Spirit, open every heart to hear you speaking quietly. The Lord bless all of you as you listen this evening, and may you be encouraged.
Good evening, everyone. It's a blessing to be here. Just say we've really enjoyed these last couple months practicing these songs. The song we just sang is a very short, but it was very meaningful to me. It just says, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of the majesty of thy glory. Glory be to thee, glory be to thee, glory be to thee, O Lord Most High." Thought, just come to me. Heaven and earth is full of glory. If we look at nature all around us, we can see God's glory. If you go out at night and look at the stars, you go into the woods and just watch nature, it's very beautiful. The glory of the Lord is seen all around us. The question is, will we glorify Him with our lives? He will be glorified, but will you be one of those who are glorifying Him? And if we glorify Him in this earth, there will be a reward. He has a reward for those who diligently seek Him. So, God bless you. That's all I had.
Yes, it's a blessing to be here also tonight. The next song that we're going to sing is My God and I. Part of Psalms 138, verse 7, it says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou will revive me." And as we sing this next song, it's my God and I go in the field together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. The last line says, "My God and I will go for a together. We'll walk and talk as good friends should and do. This earth will pass and with its common trifles, but God and I will go unendingly." Then again, it's repeated. This earth will pass with all its common trifles. And as I meditated on this song today, we all face common trifles throughout this week, maybe even today, maybe some hard ones, but they're pretty much common unto all man. So tonight, as I was thinking about that for all of our lives, that we would take a walk with God. And so as you listen to the nature of this song, it's a very smooth song. It can take you with a walk with our Heavenly Father. So may God richly bless you.
Just a word on that song, My God and I. I first heard it, and I was very blessed by its flowing music. It's like a friend, like you and your friend, taking a walk through the pastures, through the lilies, through the field, walking with the Lord. And I pray it's not just a song, but that could be real for all of us.
My God and I go in the field together. Last Saturday, most of us had the opportunity to go to Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago, and we had the opportunity to sing to homeless people there. And the next song we're going to sing is called "We Are Not Alone." It's not a very complicated song as far as words go. It's somewhat repetitive, but it emphasizes the fact that as children of God, we are not alone in this world. It's kind of ironic when you go to the city, when you're around so many people, you could be so alone and so by yourself with so many people around you. But if you have Christ, we're not alone.
Yeah, if you get one message from this song, it's "We are not alone."
Than the Yeah, it's a blessing to be here. I have to excuse my voice a little bit. I kind of came down with the flu, but I was really blessed with this song. It says, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, is His all-sufficient grace for even me. And I had to think, you know, do we think Christ would have died on the cross for anything less than that? But to have us live in perfect harmony and communion with Him. In Psalm 23, it says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. It gives quite a picture of being able to, in the midst of the storms of life and challenges we face, we can live in perfect and we can have perfect peace with God. And I believe His power, it says, greater is He that's within us than He that's in the world. Now, there's many things that happen that would make us think otherwise. I believe that's the enemy's greatest goal, is to think that we can't go through life without being discouraged and without just being down. And but I believe God, He wants us to look to Him through those, you know, whatever life, you know, brings us, that we can have perfect peace and we could trust Him through each day. So as you sing these songs, my desire is that you all will be blessed and that God will be glorified. And it's always a blessing to share in song. I believe it speaks to all of us. It's the beauty of worshiping Christ with a pure heart. So may God bless you.
The next song we're going to sing is called Therefore Give Us Love. Oh, sorry.
Matthew got a good message for us before that song, so he's going to save it for then.
Savior has come in his mighty power and spoken peace to my soul. And all my life from that very hour I'm yielded to his control. I'm yielded to his control. Wonderful,
it is wonderful,
it is marvelous and wonderful what Jesus has done for this soul, for my soul. Jesus has done for this soul of mine, the earth has never been told. 'Twas only a foretaste of joys divine in Canaan waiting for me, where sweets of honey and milk and wine were dripping from every tree, were dripping from every tree.
It is marvelous and wonderful what Jesus has done for my soul. The heart has never been told.
Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and wonderful what Jesus has done for this soul of mine. The the glory dawns while pressing my homeward way, while pressing my homeward way. Wonderful,
it is wonderful,
it is marvelous and wonderful what Jesus has done for my soul. The heavens never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and wonderful what Jesus has done for this soul of mine. The earth has never been told. If fellowship here with my Lord can be so inexpressibly sweet, oh, what will it be when his face we see, when round the bright throne we meet, when the bright throne we meet. Wonderful,
it is
wonderful,
it is
marvelous and wonderful what Jesus has done for my soul. The heart
has never
been told. Oh, it is wonderful, it is marvelous and wonderful what Jesus has done for this soul of mine.
Yeah, good evening to everyone. This song here is a blessing and has much meaning with the words, but I'll just read a couple of the words here. And it says, "The Savior has come in his mighty power and spoken peace to my soul. In all of my life from that very hour, I've yielded to his control. I've yielded to his control." And then, "From glory to glory he leads me on, from grace to grace every day. And brighter the glory dawns, while pressing my homeward way, while pressing my homeward way." And the chorus just goes on to say, "It is wonderful and marvelous what Jesus has done for this soul of mine. The half has never been told." And just a few words here is we can only have that peace of our soul when we yield everything to God and just surrender it all. If we hold back on something, our peace will lose out on that. And He leads us on from glory to glory as we walk with Him. We can grow in Him as we press toward heaven. And I was thinking this evening, I was just meditating, that Jesus said that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. And he goes to prepare a place for us as his children, and we can look forward to that. So may the Lord bless you.
The next song is Therefore Give Us Love. And it talks about where it's like a prayer asking God to give his love to us. In Matthew chapter 22, a lawyer came to Jesus and he asked him, he said, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." And love is it's one of the only things that endures from this life into the next. Everything that we do, it passes away, and there's an end to it. But there's never an end to God's love, and that's why it's so important. Corinthians 13, verse 8. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy, eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Wherefore, you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people.
Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that know not thee shall run unto thee, because the Lord thy God and the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Not return empty, it will bless the earth wherever. Well, I want to say good evening to each one of you. It's been a blessing to be here tonight, and I was just encouraged with what Henry shared about singing, about how it lifts us up and encourages us, and I can testify that it does that for me. But the next song that we want to sing is called "O Man Redeemed," and I don't know if anybody wants to look at it. It's song number 422 in the Hymns of the Church, if you want to see the words. But I heard it a few months ago, and I was just really blessed by the words, and I, when I find a song like that, I tend to wonder, you know, who wrote it, what were they thinking when they wrote it, and what inspired them to write these words. And so I looked a little bit into this song. It was written by John Greenleaf Whittier in 1842, or I'm sorry, 1847. John Greenleaf was born in 1807, and he died at 84 in 1892. And I don't know if you remember what kind of history was, what kind of years he would have lived through, but when I looked up his life, he lived through a lot of the times where that he lived before the Civil War, and he lived through the Civil War and 20 years after, something like that. And I think this is he became very passionate for freeing the slaves. He became very I'm not sure how to explain it, but in 1836, in his 20s, he started having a burden for these slaves that were not experiencing the freedoms and the benefits that other people were enjoying. And so he became very passionate about that. In 1836, he became secretary to the American Anti-Slavery Society. But I'm just going to read a few of these words. The words that he writes, he writes about our life, how our life can be beautiful when we have love one to another, when we esteem each other, not one lower than another. And he gives us a picture of how peaceful our life can be when we love each other, and how simple it can be. You know, many times life becomes complicated, but when we love each other, it becomes simple. And the first verse goes like this. It says, "O man redeemed, fold to thy heart thy brother. Where love prevails, the peace of God is there. To worship rightly and to love each other makes life a hymn. It makes life a beautiful thing, each kindly deed a prayer." And that's the verse that we're planning to sing tonight. But when he originally wrote that poem, he wrote these words: "O Christian, love your brother, love your sister and your brother. Where pity dwells, the peace of God is there. To worship rightly is to love each other, each smile a hymn, each kindly deed a prayer." And I don't know if you caught the difference there, but the verse that we're singing tonight, I think it's good, but it says to worship rightly and to love each other. And John Whittier, he simply said, if we want to worship God, we must love each other. There's no other way we can worship God. And I believe it goes with Scripture where it says that if we bring our gift to the altar, and there we remember that a brother hath ought against us, we ought to not worship God, but first go and be reconciled to our brother, and then come and worship God. The last verse says, "Then shall all shackles fall, the stormy clangor of wild war music o'er the earth shall cease. Love shall tread out the baleful fire of anger, and in its ashes plant the tree of peace. And so I just was blessed by that. And may God do that for each one of our hearts. God bless you.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Thank you all for coming. The third verse, the first line, is what kind of stood out to me in this song. It says, follow with reverent steps the great example. And sometimes life can seem a little overwhelming, or an encouraging thought to me was that Jesus never asked us to do anything that he has not been through. So if we can just focus on him and his life, we can stay encouraged. Thank you all for coming. God bless. The next song we're going to sing is called To Be Like Jesus. It's just a short little song, but it has a lot of meaning in the words. And the words go like, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, my desire to be like him. All through life's journey from earth to glory, my desire to be like him. As we sing these words, just listen and make this your prayer, as I can say that it is mine. May God bless you all. Thank you all for coming tonight. And the next song we're going to sing is called If Thou But Suffer God to Guide Thee. And it's kind of a mournful tune, but it has a very deep message. And if you listen to the words, I pray that you all will be blessed. The scripture above the song says, He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. That's in Job 23:10. And we all know that it's the trials of life that make us stronger and more pure, and also it makes us more useful to God. So let's just keep that in mind as we sing this song, and may this be our prayer. And then the last verse 3 is my verse that stuck out to me the most. It says, He knows the time for joy, and truly will send it when He sees it meet. When He has tried and purged thee throughly, and finds thee free from all deceit, He comes to thee all unaware, and makes thee own His loving care. And I was just really blessed by singing this song. It has took on a lot of meaning in my own life when I face trials. And it's just a good reminder for me. And I pray it can be for all you also.
Yes, this song has spoken to me about trusting God. And I know sometimes as a young person, the future can be very big and uncertain. But God has promised to never leave us. And the first verse says, If thou but suffer God to guide thee and hope in Him through all thy ways, He'll give thee strength whate'er betide thee, and bear thee through the evil days. Who trusts in God's unchanging love, builds on a rock that naught can move.
Good evening, everyone. Just on this song here, the end of the first verse, it says, "Who trusts in God's unchanging love builds on a rock that naught can move." And I was just thinking that we serve a God that's unchangeable. That we can, even though we face trials and challenges at times, that we can rest assured that we can turn to God and He's never changing. God bless you guys all.
Just saying, I guess talks about heaven, and you know, we all hear a lot about heaven, and something I've been thinking about a lot is just that it's a real place, and sometimes we hear it so much that it tends to just kind of be something in our minds that becomes like a fantasy world or something, and it just, sometimes I just stop and I think, wow, this is really real. And just the one verse, it says, "Its gates are of pearl and its streets of gold, and by glorified beings are trod." That gold that we treasure so much here on earth. It's such a costly thing that it'll just be, the streets will just be paved with it. And to think that there are many people that will be missing that beautiful place. And I just encourage anyone that's not right with the Lord to surrender their lives to Him, because there's a lot they're going to be missing out on.
I would like to say just a few words there too. I feel like in a congregation or a group of people this size gathered here this evening, you know, there's probably a really good chance that there's someone here that's not prepared to meet the Lord, and their names may not be in the Book of Life. And that city of gold, that beautiful river, is for those whose names are written there. Is your name written there this evening? And the thing is that if it's not, there's hope. There's hope tonight. Don't put it off. Because we never know. We don't know about tomorrow. We don't know about an hour from now. We don't know that. So, may the Lord give us each grace to be honest in our own hearts and look forward to that beautiful city.
This next song is One More Voice. The first line says, "When that holy heavenly choir sings together, I will join their song of victory, for I know I will be there in that number. In that choir, there'll be room for me." I was just thinking of those words. That is each one of us. I trust that's our heart, to be there in that choir that day. And like it says, I know I'll be there in that number. I was just thinking, just as we can know that we'll be there, those of you that have not maybe turn your hearts toward God, you know that as well. And as some of the others also shared tonight, we may not have another day. So I was just blessed with these songs and encouraged to continue pressing on in this life. May God bless you all.
Are you going to miss out? Are you going to miss out in that choir in heaven? When I almost didn't go to the choir this year because I didn't think it would be very fun. I actually ended up having a lot of fun. But I told my brother, hey, you're missing out, the one he didn't go with. And my question is, are you going to miss out on that holy heavenly choir? It's going to be like nothing else in the world. Are you going to miss out? That's my question.
This will be our last song then, and we'll turn the time over to, I think, Brother Steve.